Okay. Hello, stay one.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm calling back with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Michael?
Speaking.
How are you doing today?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm just giving you a call back. It looks like you had some questions. I'm not sure if you were already helped.
Questions about the Local Splash.
I believe so.
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
What do we have about Local Splash? I think we were called. Oh, we might have confused them with the other guy.
Well, can you ask him a question about Local Splash?
Yeah, yeah.
When a customer calls us, when they call you, right? A customer dials your number and they push one,
mm-hmm.
and they contact us. Your number pops up on caller ID.
Yeah, actually, that's your call tracking number that's popping up on the caller ID. Excuse me. What was that?
We have a call tracking.
Yeah.
Why are we getting on the caller ID the call tracking number? I need the customer's own number.
Right. So that's the way the call tracking system is set up, but that's why we ask that you save it on your phone as a contact under Local Splash Leads or Local Leads. And then at the same time that you're getting that call, you should be getting a text message that comes with it, and it includes the information as far as the phone number and the caller. So just in case you can't answer the call, it's another way of having a caller ID, but it comes through in a...
When was the last time we had a splash call?
The last time you had a call through the call tracking?
Yeah.
Let me check that for you here. One sec.
The last one we got was today at 12:43 p.m.
At 12:43?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the one I'm seeing as well.
Okay, we didn't get a text.
Okay.
You get a text.
Where's
the text?
You should be getting a text message to that phone number ending in 0756. Are you not getting that?
That's the landline. We don't get text on that number.
Oh, okay. So let me check what line we have it connected to. Yeah, 022. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you get text messages to the line ending in 0227?
No, that's another landline.
Oh, where do you get? Where can we send you text messages?
Can we send the two phones or no?
I'm sorry. Two phones.
Can
no,
you send
we
the two numbers, only one.
We could only send it to one number, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to send to the business phone? Or do you want to send to my phone?
Okay. I don't think we need.
Yeah, give me to my phone number. It's 609-529-1909.
Uh-huh.
So 609-529-1909.
Yeah, where I'm calling you to right now, not a problem. We'll go ahead and set it up.
We have call tracking numbers on different numbers, and if a call comes in, our call tracking number doesn't come in. The people's phone number comes in.
Are you talking about other systems? Do you have other call tracking systems you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. This is just, specific to this system. That's just how this system is currently set up, but we are working to improve that and make it so that the number shows up as the customer's number versus the...
Yeah, because that doesn't make sense. I have call tracking numbers, and they just call the number. The call tracking number, but then the customer's number shows up. Because if we're something happens and we can't get to the phone or right away and we got to call back, we can't call them back if we don't have the number.
Yeah, exactly, which is why we send out that text, but I completely hear what you're saying. I'm going to go ahead and check if we can do that yet. I know that hasn't been an option so far, but we are working to improve that. So if it's an option to fix it, we will. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and send the text message to the number ending in 1909 for now. Okay?
I would like to know as soon as possible.
Yeah, of course. We'll update that phone number within the next 24 hours.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Anything else I can help with today?
No, and just see if they can get that. I just see if they can get that the call I did a call tracking to so I can see their number.
I'm sorry, you need the information from the last call?
No.
Oh.
What I'm saying is you're gonna put that to the test. But in the meantime, I don't know why that, like you said, I know your system, whatever. I don't know why this, if this is going like this. I mean, I've had call tracking numbers for 20 years.
Oh, because yeah.
And you can see the number coming in.
Yeah. Right. Like I said, this is just the way it's set up. But we are working to change that. In the meantime, like I said, usually when we set this up, they go to cell phone numbers. It's not usually landlines anymore, but we completely hear what you're saying. So I'll let you know within the next 24 hours if we can make that change. If we cannot make the change on your call tracking, then we'll just link it to the phone number ending in 1909. Okay?
Okay, please let me know as soon as you can.
Yeah, we will. We'll let you know within the next 24 hours, Michael.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.